What did you guys do so well against the run against Jacksonville, and what part of that carries over to this week, do you think?
Everybody just did their job, and they did it fast. They hit when they had to hit. So I feel as though we all just have to be where we know we need to be and play gap sound, play fundamentally sound, and play hard this week.
Hey, Mike, Peterson only had 31 yards on 19 carries the other day, but what do you expect? Do you expect more of the Adrian Peterson of old?
I think that was Adrian Peterson of old last week, but Tennessee just played a really good game defensively. So, and that's what we have to do is just play a good game and be gap sound. You saw their guys were where they needed to be, and they got there fast. So that's just what we have to do.
It's going to be loud in there, Mike. Obviously, the fans opening up their new building. Is it exciting to go play in that environment?
Absolutely. Minnesota is always a fun place to play. The animosity with the rivalry, and it's always loud. They got that big horn and stuff, so it's always pretty cool to go up there and play, and I'm looking forward to getting into this new stadium.
You guys really started your pursuit and finish mantra last week and did a good job of it. How important is it to really continue to do that this week and build upon that?
It's just something that we have to make sure it's in our DNA. You know, it can't be something they have to think about and we say, hey, this week, make sure you run to the ball or make sure you pursue it and finish it. It just has to be something that we do. Something that we don't even think about, it has to be second nature. So if everybody just continues to keep stressing it and pushing it, then eventually it's going to get to the point there to where we don't even have to say it and it just happens.
Do you think you're getting there? I mean, you had played pretty well defensively in the preseason too. Do you think that DNA is being created, or whatever you want to say that?
I definitely feel as though that's what's being created, and it's becoming part of our identity, and it's something that we have to continue to stress. Play as hard as you can, fly around to the ball, and 11 heads to the ball, whatever phrase you want to use. We just have to make sure we're playing as hard as we possibly can.
With the three young guys on the defensive line, things are going to be an incremental process for them. So what are reasonable expectations on a game-to-game basis for guys that are just getting their feet wet?
Improve. There's no magic to it. They just have to study, work on their technique, and give us everything that they have on Sunday.
They won the division here last year. Is there any talk of turning the tables? Obviously, if you win this game, it's only week two, but you guys have taken a pretty big leg up on those guys. Is there any talk about turning the tables or anything like that?
No, it's the next game. And that's all to it. If we treat everything like the next game, then before we know it, it'll be the Super Bowl. So that's just the mentality that you have to take, is that it's the next game.